We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years, is our good buddy from The Athletic, Steelers insider Mark Caboli. Good morning, Mark. How you doing, pal?
Oh, pretty good, Adam. 12 days and counting, right?
Yeah, who's counting? And I'm hoping for your sake that the weather breaks and you're not looking at 94 degrees every single day in Latrobe, my man.
Yeah, I doubt it, though. Latrobe, it gets a little bit more toastier than maybe what the temperature says on the field. But hey, they moved the practices up to, the majority of them, to 10:30 in the morning, so that might benefit us older, portly guys.
Yeah, I think it'll help. And I actually talked to Mike Tomlin about that. He said it was all for you, Mark. So Caboli joins us here on the Fan Morning Show. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. So Fox Sports, they gave their season projections even before training camp. It's the slow time of the year in the NFL. And they got the Steelers going 8-9, this after going 10-7 last year, with Mason Rudolph, Kenny Pickett, and Mitch Trubisky at quarterback. Do you think they're underselling the Steelers? Before camp, what do you look at for this team? Do you think that they're a double-digit win team, or do you think they got it right at 8-9?
They're right around that ballpark, right? 8-9, 9-8, 10-7 type of situation. It's hard to tell at this moment right now. I mean, a lot of that is, as you said, this time of the year. I call this the Mount Rushmore time of the year.
Yes, it is.
So you're just looking for some content. And it's hard. I mean, it's hard to determine that right now. I think they put themselves in position to be successful if everything works out as well. People look at the division, the second half of the schedule, the question marks that maybe with Russell Wilson and the wide receiver position, and come up with that 8-9. But I mean, I wouldn't go crazy and say they're out of the ballpark. Right in there, 8-9, 10 wins, probably they'll end up being.
If you would have told me a month ago, projections out there, the Steelers going 8-9, I think I'd have been aghast, because I do think it's a better roster. But then Doran brought this up last week, and I think it's a really good point by him. How many players on this roster do you know exactly what you're going to get from them? T.J. Watt, Alex Highsmith, Minkah Fitzpatrick, you probably know what you're getting. In fact, I would argue you do know what you're getting out of Najee Harris. Maybe Patrick Queen, but he's new to the proceedings here. I mean, I think the list is five or fewer, Mark, of guys that you really know exactly what they're going to give you.
Yeah, and you have to throw in coaching staff as well. How this offense is going to run. I think the biggest part is offensive line right now. I mean, they have the talent there. That's how the offense is obviously going to go. But you could have potentially, three new starters? Or two new starters and three guys in different positions. It's going to take a while for those guys to get, used to each other. So that's an issue, too. I mean, I think early on they're going to have to rely on the defense, because most of those guys you're talking about, you know what you're going to get from are on the defensive side of the ball. I think we can pretty much say know what we're going to get from Alex Highsmith as well. I think we know where the ceiling is. I mean, the floor is when it comes to him.
Yeah.
He's pretty much solid. He can go from anywhere from 7 to 14 sacks type of situation there. I think we're pretty solid with talking about that. Same thing with Joey Porter. He's similar as well. So I haven't really done the deep dive. I'm assuming a lot of teams in the league are very similar situation where how many guys do you really? I mean, you're probably in Kansas City right now saying, okay, we got Travis Kelce, we got Pat Mahomes, and who else are we pretty
Well, it's
much
funny
sure
you say that, because Doran and I went through that thought exercise last week, and if you're Kansas City, you don't even think about it because you've got Andy Reid and you've got Patrick Mahomes. But we did compare the Steelers to the other teams in the division, and we were accused by some of undervaluing some Steelers and overvaluing some division rival players. But, I mean, we had Baltimore at like 9 or 10 guys they could count on. We had Cincinnati at 7 or 8, and we had Cleveland at 7 or 8. So we actually had more guys on those teams than we did the Steelers.
Did you throw Joe Burrows can count on? I mean, that's a guy that's been battling some injuries. When he's good, he's really good. But
you know what? We did, but we did not include Cam Hayward because he's was injured last year. So there was there was a little bit of hypocriticalness that way. Never for me, Mark. All right, so left to right, you mentioned the offensive line. Left to right, just a prediction before training camp, and things are subject to change, but left to right, who do you think starts on the offensive line against Atlanta?
Well, I think we're going Broderick Jones left. I think we'll go Sam Alu, Zach Frazier, James Daniel. Then that's going to be that wild card. I think it's going to be that wild card on the right tackle. I still think Fatanu should be the guy and might end up being the guy. But I just look at Dan Moore and how much they like from Dan Moore, how much experience he has, how much it worked last year with bringing Broderick Jones along slowly. Can't get that out of my mind that they might go with him as in Dan Moore for a series. I mean, for a week or two or 3 weeks or a month or so. So at this point in time, what I've seen, which is not much from Fatanu because he's just learning to put, you know, where to go to get a Permane sandwich right now. He hasn't didn't put the pads on. They're not going to put the pads on probably till what, July 27th, 28th, something like that. I'm going Dan Moore got the inside track of being that right tackle right now, but I would not definitely put any money on that because I think that will be the battle throughout the camp right there.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you think they're still poking around trying to find a wide receiver?
They better. I mean, they're probably just in that holding pattern right now to see how, if anybody really shows out in training camp here, if there's a guy that says, okay, he looks like, you know, maybe Roman Wilson is more advanced, quicker than we expect him to be, so we can get away with it. Not even get away with it, but not go crazy. I mean, regardless of the situation here, it does not look like Brandon Ayuk's going to leave San Francisco, right? It just doesn't look that way right now. So who else is potentially out there? If you're cutting somebody on August 29th because he's not good enough to be on your 53-man roster, what in the world makes you believe that he would be an upgrade over what the Steelers have right there? So I think they're pretty much – they'll keep their eyes open, but I think you're pretty much, at this point, pretty much dialed into your roster's your roster. Hey, that's our guys. Let's see which one wins this competition.
Did anybody distinguish themselves as the number two wide receiver again in OTAs and minicamp?
Well, Calvin Austin, but, you know, he should because he's been in the league 3 years. He's fast, and you're not allowed to touch him in OTA. So I hope he excels at that point right there. I still think Freiermuth is the X factor. I mean, I think if you get a season what you expect out of him or what he can provide, he takes a ton of pressure off of that number two spot. And maybe a guy like Cordero Patterson who can play a little bit of every position. I know they have him at number three running back right now, but he played his first 6-7 years in the league as a wide receiver. Maybe he can help out in a specialty role there as well. But all those other guys, very similar, you know. Van Jefferson, Quez Watkins, and guys like that. Roman Wilson is going to have to be that guy who makes that major step that you say, no, we don't even need Ayuk. You know, I think that's the only guy that can do that.
Well, and we've fallen victim to this in the past, guys who look good in shells, right? But you saw out of Russell Wilson, again, early times here, do you think he can be good enough to elevate what is – at best, an average wide receiver room behind George Pickens?
I think a lot of it's going to be scheme. I think they're going to have a plan, obviously scheme-wise, where they take advantage of the defense, don't turn the ball over, have a punter who's pretty good, play field position game, run the ball, convert third downs, some of that really boring football that we tend to love here in Pittsburgh. I think he can do pretty well at that. And like I said, you don't have to make a ton of throws compared to last year. I mean, Kenny Pickett missed 6 to 12 throws last year where you're like, wow, those are game-changing throws that if you had just been on target right there and put some points on the board, and those 18 points a game turns into, you know, 22 points per game. So I think he's very capable of running what they want to do and not putting them in a bad situation where he's going to lose games for him. I think he's more not going to lose games for him than go out there and throw 30 touchdowns and only 5 interceptions.
Mark, this was very good. Appreciate you coming on, buddy.
All right. If you stay with me this year, Crowley, no peeing in the kitchen.
It's not going to happen. I'm off the sauce. All right. That's a lie, but I won't pee in your kitchen. Thank you, Mark.
All right.
See you. Mark Caboli of The Athletic.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.